It's not every day that one of the most famous chefs and restaurateurs in the world shows up at your front door and offers to cook you lunch. But Ruth Rogers has a new cookbook out celebrating 3 decades since she co-founded London's iconic River Cafe. There are some new recipes in here, but it's mostly classics, the simple Italian cooking that has won the River Cafe so many foodie fans. The one she's offered to teach me is totally basic, only 5 ingredients.
It has bread, it has tomatoes, it has basil, and a bit of garlic and oil, and that's really it.
That's fine. Does that work? Yeah.
Ruth Rogers is taking over my kitchen, inspecting the garlic, rummaging for pots, and the pepper grinder. She asks to borrow an apron, and moments later is tying my husband's ratty, barbecue-stained favorite around her waist. The dish we're making? Papa al pomodoro, a thick, rich Tuscan bread and tomato soup.
It's called Papa pomodoro, apparently, because it's almost considered like Papa baby food, you know, that this is something you would give a child.
Leave it to the Italians to make even baby food taste absolutely gorgeous. Roger's husband's family is Italian, and she used to go visit them on the Tuscan coast every summer. One day, she told me, she was reading up in her room when she overheard a massive fight erupt in the kitchen. 2 sisters making a pot of papa al pomodoro and shrieking over whether to add a cup of water or just leave the tomatoes alone.
They were really arguing, you know, about what to do. And then it was really funny because the sister who only wanted the tomatoes won. But then I saw her, the other sister, come back later and just pour a bit of water. I would say that Italian cooking varies from village to village, city to city, family to family, and even sister to sister.
Yeah, so for the record, Ruth Rogers dumped a big old cup of water in the papa al pomodoro. Simmered and stirred, and that was it.
So how long should we let it cool?
While the soup cooled, we pulled up chairs at my kitchen table to chat. From the get-go, correct me if I'm wrong, you insisted on having a kitchen that was 50% women.
Yeah.
Has it been hard?
I think it's, you know, it was started by 2 women. It's, how do you make a better place of work? How do you make a place where being a chef, being a manager, being a waiter, being a pot washer, being whatever you are, that you come to work and you want to come to work. So how do you do that? You have a mixed environment, whether, you know, it's women in the kitchen, diversity in the restaurant, is crucial. And I don't think women cook in a different way. I'd like to say that I couldn't tell if a risotto is made by a woman or a man, or if I cook it. People sometimes say that, you know, oh, don't you love the way women cook? No. I think I like the way people cook.
Ruth Rogers loves to cook herself, as you've probably gathered. But you don't survive 3 decades in London, one of the most competitive restaurant cities in the world, unless you have a nose for business, too. She says last year, Harvard Business School sent 2 students to study the River Cafe and to make recommendations for how it might continue to thrive for another 30 years. They came up with 4 pitches.
One is that we open another restaurant just like it. The second one is that we do a kind of, which we often talked about, which is doing a kind of River Cafe cafe. So we'd have the cheaper things on the menu, you take the simpler things. And the third one was to do a product like our olive oil or to do ice cream. And what do you think the 4th one was? Do nothing.
Do nothing?
Yeah. Stay as you are.
And which did Rogers choose? That would be option 4. The old, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Look, it's growing. You know, we're doing better this year than last year. So I think we're good.
Good, because Rogers focused on simple, delicious food. Food that I could not wait to taste.
Well, shall we try it?
Mm.
We find bowls and spoons, a big ladle.
Quite nice in a shallow bowl. Do you like it?
I suppose this is the obvious thing, but when you just have a tiny handful of ingredients, you really taste them.
Mm.
Really tasting basil and really tasting tomato and really tasting garlic, and that's it.
That's it.
Ruth Rogers. Her new cookbook is River Cafe London, 30 Years of Recipes and the Story of a Much-Loved Restaurant. Mm.